Hello everyone, welcome to the Smashy Business Show. Business is booming, everyone is splashing money here and there, and we're going to talk about all of it. With me, Abdul Majid Awan, I have my co-host, Farah Bashir. How are you, Farah?
I'm good. Thank you for the beautiful introduction. How are you?
I'm also good. Let's get into the news as soon as possible because we have very big happenings which are going on throughout the Middle East. First of all, let's talk about the history of UAE, and it amounts to 71.5 billion dirhams. Wow. And this budget was approved for 2025. This is one of the things that happened. Apart from that, Abu Dhabi has beaten Oslo to bag the number one spot in global sovereign wealth fund rankings. And right now, Abu Dhabi, with its four sovereign wealth funds, that is ADIA, Mubadala, ADQ, and Emirates Investment Agency, they have nearly $1.7 trillion in assets right now. So these are the two main big things that happened yesterday, but they're not to be discussed in detail. So a lot of money talk. Mm-hmm. But let's move to the main stories for today. The very first story is that Cointelegraph, one of the US companies which is very famous for crypto news, they have opened an office in DMCC. Mm-hmm. So DMCC is a Dubai multi-commodity center. It's a very cool building. You can see it in Dubai
from very afar. Every time I pass by it, I'm like, wow, I admire it. Yeah. You know, and it's like beautiful.
And it stands alone in an area where, and the building is, I guess, uptown. It's called Uptown. It has a hotel in it, Uptown. And then it has a lot of centers in it. There's a new AI center which recently opened in DMCC. The crypto center has been there already, but now Cointelegraph, US news agency for crypto, they've joined the setup. And apparently they're going to do a lot of sessions. They're going to basically help the Dubai crypto scene with a lot of mentoring sessions, a lot of panel sessions, events and everything. So it's not just that they're setting up an office here, a regional office. They're also going to help people understand the crypto world and basically help Dubai with crypto literacy, I guess.
I mean, I still remember like back when crypto first began, and I used to be very skeptical, and everyone used to be very skeptical about it. But now people look at it and go like, oh my God, I wish I had invested in crypto when it was much cheaper.
Yeah, when Bitcoin was like $2,000, $3,000, and now it trades like, at around between $50,000 and $60,000. So
100%, 100%.
So the way it's positioning itself as a global Web3 and crypto innovation hub, we all know that they're trying to move away from oil. So whatever the way it does, apart from oil deals or oil things, is because they want to move their economy to other things. DMCC Crypto Center is the focal point for this growth. Cointelegraph's involvement also brings credibility and visibility to the local ecosystem. And we've seen that recently news was there that Dubai legalized paying salaries in crypto. Because one of the person who came with a case, he said that, oh, this company owes me this much amount in dirhams, but they also owe me these crypto coins. And the Dubai court ruled that, yes, now you have to pay the crypto coins as well. So that, in a way, regulated crypto as a payment form as well.
I agree. But like, would you accept to have your salary paid through crypto coins?
If it's Bitcoin, maybe yes, because Bitcoin is the biggest coin. Maybe Ethereum as well. Some of the coins which are very famous and which have a very stable outlook. Obviously, they drop a lot because crypto market is very volatile. But yeah, half and half is good. Like I would accept some in dirhams and some in crypto. So, but I would prefer to take my like retirement money or like the money that you get after working 10, 15 years in a firm, the provident funds, the EOBIs. Maybe that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I really don't know. But of course now, I want to talk about the news. So why does this matter? Because, you know, we know that Dubai is positioning itself as a global web and crypto innovation hub. This is something that Dubai has been working on for like quite a while. And as well, this DMCC Group Crypto Center is a focal point for this growth, because like we know that the DMCC is closer to Expo and closer to the areas where they are saying that the new Dubai is going to be at. And as well, Cointelegraph's involvement brings credibility and visibility to a local ecosystem. It will encourage more blockchain startups in the region, which is very, I would say, important, you know, because like we talk about, as you mentioned like earlier, some companies are paying their employees with crypto.
And it's usually the crypto companies who are dealing with crypto news or running some crypto company, usually they deal in this. So Cointelegraph is set to host events, workshops, networking initiatives, and develop a regional Web3 community. So that is what they're trying to do with their new office in the region in DMCC. Let's move on to the next news. Yeah. And I think this is one of the biggest news in the last 2 days. Al-Majid Farood, which is a Dubai-based perfume company, they've finally started trading on Tadawul, Saudi's main exchange. There's Nomu, which is a parallel market for small and medium businesses. And then there's Tadawul, where the main big giants, Aramco, etc., they deal. So Tadawul, they started trading on Monday and they reached the cap of 30%. So they started around 92 to 94 Saudi riyals and the price went up to 130 plus. Wow. But there is a caveat that in the first 3 days of trading, the price cannot go up more than 30% per day. Mm-hmm. So the first day it went up 30% completely. The second day, yesterday, it went up to per share price of nearly 158 Saudi riyals. And today it's also trading at something around, let me Google it quickly, share price. Right now it's trading at 158.80. So yeah, they're completely going berserk. Everyone wants their shares. And it's a good thing that it's a perfume company.
It is. You know, but as well, like Oud is very prominent across the Gulf region, and you definitely do see that because it's very prominent, and they want to as well elevate it and make it better.
Yeah.
They have like the smart, I would say, like inserts in Oud to make it more and more, like I would say, in the market and in the field and stand out in the
field. They were planning to expand to other countries like Europe and come out of Saudi and UAE and go to other countries. So this money, which they have raised through IPO and now through shares, they're going to expand. And currently, I see that they've raised they raised an IPO of 705 Saudi riyals, 705 million Saudi riyals, and the market cap is now 24 billion upon listing.
I mean, this is actually a lot now. Yeah. This strong performance, of course, reflects the confidence of the brand in its expansion, because like it would not perform well if their expansion is not going to do well if they don't have a vision, of course. Yeah. And as well, despite now the 22% decline that had happened in Q2 2024 with the net income that had come to 55.5 million Saudi riyals. The stock's oversubscription rate is at 15.6 for institutional and 8.2 for retail. Now, it as well signals high demand and market confidence in the company's growth potential. Because we know, by the way, like the Western have been more interested in, like you definitely see like when someone from Europe or the United States or any like really not Arab country come to the UAE or go to Saudi Arabia, visit Saudi Arabia, they often love the smell of Oud and they do shop a lot of Oud, and that's very prominent. So they know their market.
We also saw recently there was a report that what are the biggest exports from the Middle East towards the region or towards other countries in the world, towards other continents. And perfume was one of the biggest selling thing. It was one of the biggest exports from this region.
100%.
So looking at this, Al-Majid Adud's performance on the stock market, obviously today is the third day. After that, it will cool down maybe, because obviously whenever some new company's IPO comes, everyone wants the shares. So when it cools down, we'll know the original condition of their share price. But right now, they're doing really good. And we are seeing that a lot of more IPOs are coming. So it's a good sign for them. Mm-hmm. Recently, Lulu Group said that they would dual list on Tadawul and ADX. They pulled out of the Tadawul. They're now only listing on ADX. But now, after seeing this performance, maybe they'll reconsider their plan. And maybe yes. they'll be like, okay, no, let's go to Saudi because the IPOs are doing really great and the people are getting a lot of money. So, yeah, that's about Al Majid for Oud. Their stock prices rocketed, doubled in just 2 days. Today is the third day. So, at the end of the day, we'll see what the performance is. Lastly, UAE's ADIA, Abu Dhabi Investment Authority, they've launched operations in India's gift city. It's a city which is made by in Gujarat, which is the hometown of the sitting Prime Minister Narendra Modi. And it's India's emerging tax-neutral finance hub aimed at attracting global capital and financial services. So it's like a free zone, tech-free zone, because there's no tax involved. And Abu Dhabi has moved there. They've opened up an office, a regional office in India. So Abu Dhabi, we just, in the start of the show, I told you that all the funds combined, Abu Dhabi, ADQ, Emirates, the last one I always forget, Mubadala. So all four of them have combined value, asset value of 1.7 trillion. And ADIA going to India, it's good for India as well.
It is, you know, because like we know that the UAE is the biggest Arab investor in India, you know, their investments total up to $3 billion in the year 2023, leading up to 2024. So for sure, like this is like huge. And as you said, ADIA's presence in the Gift City aligns with the strategy to tap to India's growing market and economic potential.
And India is a very big community. They have a lot of people, a very flourishing economy. They're not now considered an underdeveloped or developing economy. They are actually now a developed economy.
I agree with you.
And ADIA obviously going there, it will also gain access to newer Asian markets. So they're set up in office and let's see what happens. ADIA is currently setting up a $4 to $5 billion fund as well to invest in India through Gift City. And they want to focus on long-term opportunities in the country. And the hub is expected to attract more foreign capital. So like we see in the Middle East that everyone is coming to Abu Dhabi global market in Abu Dhabi, then DFM, then in Dubai, DMCC, everyone is coming here to set up offices. India is also getting some share of wealthy investors or wealthy people coming to India. Because again, the eyeballs that they have, the people that they have, the consumer market is so big that anything that goes there actually works. We recently talked about Carrefour as well. They went there from 2010 to 2014. It didn't work out for them. So they moved out, which is very weird because Carrefour, wherever they go, they do work. But they India, they have a very big competition. So they couldn't work. But now they're going there with Dubai's Al Shaya Group. So that also we have to see because the plan is to go to India in the first quarter of 2025. So after they go there, we'll see if Carrefour works in India or not.
I think, I don't know, I doubt it would work in India.
Because India's local market is very big.
Huge, and it's very successful.
Yeah, Big Bazaar is one of their brands, which is very famous. And everyone wants, it's like the Lulu of India.
Oh, yeah.
So people who want to shop in a budget, they go to Lulu. And people who want quality and budget, they go to Carrefour. So, Big Bazaar is like the Lulu of India, and it's very difficult to compete with the prices and the quality of products because everything is locally sourced, locally made. So, yeah, let's see Carrefour's performance in
They
move there. So, yeah, we discussed a lot of things. Dubai's budget, federal budget is out. It's 71.5 billion dirhams for 2025. They earmarked all this money. The funny thing about it is that it's the budget and the expenditure is completely balanced. So they plan to spend $71.5 billion. That is why they've set a budget of 71.5 billion dirhams. So this is happening. Abu Dhabi got the first position in global sovereign wealth fund rankings. There are four main sovereign wealth funds which are placed, homed in Abu Dhabi. They have given Abu Dhabi the first position and they beat Oslo. Apart from that, Cointelegraph has opened a new office in DMCC Crypto Center, but DMCC Crypto Center also has a new AI center. We did a story about it. Jean Van Damme, the famous Hollywood actor known for his action movies, he also visited there. And Ahmed Bin Sulaim, this head of DMCC, he hosted him, shared coffee with him, gave him a lot of gifts. That happened. And lastly, ADIA has set up an office in India, the Gift City, which is a tax-free zone for tech companies. So let's see how that pans out for ADIA as well.
100%.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Smashy Business Show. If you missed anything, you can go to our YouTube channel, rewatch the whole episode. You can go to all podcast platforms, listen to us. You won't see our beautiful faces, but you will at least be able to listen to whatever we talked about, all the important information. So all the podcast platforms, Anghami, Podio, apart from that, Apple Podcast, you name it, we're there. And go follow us on all social media platforms as well, Instagram, Facebook, wherever, TikTok even. We started going live on TikTok in the last 2 weeks as well. So if you're looking there, thank you. Yeah, actually 2 months. My producer is like, why did you forget it? So it's been 2 months since we started going on TikTok. And if you're listening there or watching there, thank you so much for joining us and keep joining us. So this is a Smashy Business production, part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.